Good morning. Well, we have the grain markets in red today, but not majorly. Corn did reach into a gap area that's been longstanding for some time, from 405 and a quarter to 409. Overnight, July corn reached into that gap, and that's on a lead contract, and got into it by a half a cent. So it's very tenuous on how it's trying to push into that gap. We think that gap does get filled, but we also think the market's got good support there, because the low of the day that gap was set was 398 and three quarters. We do not want to see that low come out. And in the meantime, of course, the weakness in the grains, very quiet, but the U.S., Iran did reach, or is said to be reaching, their memorandum of understanding and is to be signed here fairly soon. In fact, it was interesting that Iran indicated that could be signed as early as Sunday. And so it's interesting that that's coming out of Iran. And, of course, I believe that they understood President Trump, when he says something, he's going to do it. And when he threatened taking Karg Island, that is probably one of the most important parts of Iran's oil shipping and gas. And, therefore, that meant a lot to them. And so I think that really caught their attention. And this time they decided maybe they could work together. It's good if they can get this done. However, does that mean the price of crude oil stays down? You could break crude oil maybe to, on a lead contract, to 74, 75. The previous lows was around 79 to 80. But I don't know if it could go a whole lot more. Our indicators are very long-term, meaning all of next year, very friendly to crude oil. We believe crude oil is going to $200 a blue barrel. And therefore, we're not sure that helps the market break a whole lot if we get down into that support because of the signing of the understanding of agreement. Well, basically, it's the fact that the world has gotten tightened supplies of energy, crude oil, and therefore, as that demand picks back up, that could support this market and help to send it higher as that is. The one nice thing is the price of urea at this time is dropping, and that's good for farmers. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.